The RNIB library is the largest of its kind in the UK, and it's completely free to blind and partially sighted people, with over 60,000 audio, braille and giant print items in the collection. The library also contains music in accessible formats. James Bartlett, RNIB Book Service Manager, talked to us about how the library works, and James first told us a little more about the books themselves.
Well, we have an incredible range of books. A lot of people think about our talking books, first and foremost. So we have in our Daisy collection just under 30,000 different titles. It's 29,672 at the last count. But alongside that, we don't just have our audio collection. We do have a wide range of other materials as well. So our Braille library, our physical holdings of Braille, we have 26,111 Braille titles available for people to borrow. And alongside that, we also have giant print. It's nearly 7,500 giant print titles that people can borrow too. We've got everything from factual titles to biographies through to all kinds of leisure materials. We do go through a process, like any library does, of weeding our collection. So books that were very popular in, say, the 80s or 90s may have fallen out of favour now because there's a limit on physical space on the library shelves. For the Braille books, at least, there might be a process of weeding. But we would always have the Braille master files if somebody, you know, particularly wanted a copy. But on the audio side, it's a digital file. It sits there forever. And we can just create another disc or another USB stick on demand. So, you know, there's a good mix of stuff there. And I think one of the things that's nice about our work is, apart from one or two odd exceptions, it's all unabridged as well. So you are getting the original full work as the author intended.
And can I just ask you a couple of questions about the different formats? I mean, first, the Daisy audio format. If people haven't got a Daisy player, but they've got a USB memory stick player or a CD player, will they play on those?
Yes, USB players will play back the Daisy books just fine. A CD player, so long as it can play back MP3, which most modern CD players can, then that will cope with it fine too. It's just some of the very old CD audio only ones that can't read the MP3 tracks.
And the giant print, how giant? What's the font size on those?
It's 24 points, our giant print.
And looking at the titles within the library, those very large figures you said about the number of audio titles in Daisy and also Braille and giant print as well, how much overlap is there there? In other words, if someone says, I'd like to read a particular book, is it likely to be in all of those formats? I guess everything can't be, but what kind of overlap might there be?
I think as you go back to our older collection, there is less of an overlap. With our more modern titles, we are trying where we can to get it in Braille and in audio at the same time. So the more modern work, there's an increased likelihood. I couldn't give you a percentage off the top of my head, but I would say it's the more modern titles, the latest published titles, where we are likely to have both a Braille and an audio file available. And it's the older works where it'll be one or the other.
And with all those different publications, how do people find out what's there and start that choosing process?
That's a very good question. There is a website called rniblibrary.com where people can go on there and they can put into the categories, you know, what they're looking for. And they can see the works that are available. They can filter it by whether it's Braille or audio or everything if they wish. They can look for a specific title. So there's the website. We send out new books every 2 months. So people who are actively choosing their titles with us, they receive this publication that tells them about everything new that we've added, which I think on average, you know, for audio is about 200 titles if we average out the different flows of titles we're taking on board. And for Braille, it's probably about 50 books. And in there, we put down a bit of detail about the book, its title, its author, what it's about. So there's that route too. Then there is also the opportunity that people can ring up and they can talk to the library team here. They're professional librarians, and somebody might say, well, I've read everything by this thriller writer. Can you tell me who else writes like him? And then they'll go, oh, well, you might want to consider this book and that book by these authors. So they can help them there. And there is also the helpline. The helpline have full availability of our range of titles. And if people say, I'm looking for this book, do you have it? They can look it up for them and add it to their wish list as well.
And the RNIB helpline phone number is 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999. Or you can email them at helpline@rnib.org.uk. Membership, as we said, is completely free of charge to anyone in the UK who's blind or partially sighted. And should you wish, the helpline can tell you more about joining so you can start borrowing books. And just to repeat, that website address where you can search the entire RNIB library is at www.rniblibrary, that's all run together as one lowercase word, .com. And here you can also find out more about the library.